American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking to? I hope so. In fact, all Americans are exceptional. Believe it. It is true. Anyway, with us right now is Chris Street. And Chris, I wanted to talk to you earlier in this morning, but I'm glad we have you this afternoon on Agenda 21 Radio, because you have a major breaking story. It was a breaking story this morning that was written on Breitbart about dams being blown up. Now, we're very sensitive here in the North State about blowing up dams, since I live right in the shadow of Oroville, and you know there's an alert out to even to this day that we could possibly be evacuated because of the failure of the dam. That could possibly happen, and we have been discussing this for weeks now. But now, all of a sudden, we find out that President Barack Hussein Obama has a legacy gift to everybody, and it's called blowing up dams as a product of the wilding program. So what say you?
Well, first of all, Paul, I want to apologize that my article that's up on Breitbart, California, that's got almost 1,000 comments on. I mean, this is really a visceral issue for lots and lots of people. But Paul, I have to admit, on your show for the first time, I was wrong.
Oh no.
Yes, I was wrong. I was completely wrong. I said that they'd blown up 3 dams and they intended to blow up another 7. I was completely wrong. They're blowing up 81 dams in the Cleveland National Forest.
81.
Just one little forest, they're blowing up 81 dams. And the interesting part about this, Paul, is, this was supposedly on the Forest Service website, and they should have just kept their mouth shut when I put the article out this morning, because I said that the Marines had gotten paid for blowing up dams. I got somebody from the Forest Service complained that I was wrong. The Marines did not get paid. In fact, Barack Insane Obama had the DOD order the Marines for a training mission to blow up dams along San Juan, Silverado Creek, the famous Holy Jim Falls Trail, and I think it's called Trabuco Arroyo, to support fish. The only problem is there was never fish there until it was stocked. You know, it's right. Rather difficult to go up 200 to 300 feet for fish. I really, you know, especially rainbow trout, aren't they kind of like salmon?
Yeah, just sort of a little bit smaller variety, very small, actually.
And they can jump, you know, 50 feet at a bound, right?
No. Yeah. Not even in their best days.
I'm sorry, folks. This is a long-standing issue that started in 2011. And in 2014, they did an assessment. And the assessment is that these are kind of like little breakdowns. And supposedly they were there for, you know, for fire, you know, for to work on the in the area if you had fires or something like that. And they were stocked from time to time. And they're built by Orange County. I guess there's actually almost 100 of them in there.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting.
None of them happen to be deemed flood control. Now, mm-hmm. to be deemed flood control, you have to have special designation. And that designation, you know, seems to have changed from when they originally built them as flood control, but they're not deemed to be flood control now. So if you're not deemed flood control, you can be torn down.
So this is kind of interesting because back in the day when I lived down in Southern California, we would go out in various parts. I was a biologist, as you know, and we would go out to various parts of national forests and so on and build tanks, as they were called. And they were small dams. Sometimes we actually used steel containers embedded into the so-called tanks. And we would construct them in such a way that we were able to channel water from streams, especially streams that were filled in the springtime, for runoff, and you could create a small pool there for wildlife to come in. And I know in some places they would actually stock them with fish. And I'm very familiar with that area, as you know, Chris, because I grew up in those mountains, basically. I grew up in that part of the Orange County, actually, in the foothills. So I'm very, very familiar with that area. And those are the types of tanks that I was involved with as a biologist later on in the 70s and 80s. And you'd go out in the middle of nowhere and camp overnight to build these things. It would take you a couple of days. Now, these are larger varieties, though, as I recall from seeing them. And a lot of them created a lot of really nice pools and places, a great recreation area. That the number of 81 dams, this is just part of this notion of blowing up dams in spite of, and I mean really blowing it up, and I'm very disturbed as an environmentalist and as a biologist, because what you're doing here is really destroying habitat and the environment, I mean really by exploding these things. I mean the habitat for a lot of other animals, and I think you point this out in your article, is just going to be devastated for years.
Well, you know, you got to understand this is all about the fish that never lived there, right?
Right.
So, you know, why would newts, you know, and other kinds of, you know, amphibians, marine aquatics, right, you know, little frogs and things like that. First of all, if you take the water out, ain't going to be no newts and frogs, and there sure ain't going to be no newts and frogs if you blow them up and the water goes rushing down below and wipes out all the legs that are in the silt, right?
So we have our Marine Corps doing battle with newts, frogs, and toads.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of Obama's, you know, Marines go and to strange countries, meet new and interesting frogs and newts and kill them.
Yeah, and now they're doing it on our land. It's sort of, I was reading one of the writers of your, in your article, one of your commenters, and he was making the reference to Obama's legacy as being a scorched earth legacy for Orange County.
Well, I mean, Orange County voted 50-42 for Hillary Clinton, so these people are insane. And now all of a sudden, these were environmentalists here in Orange County that were all for the wilding. They were all for the, you know, waters of the United States. Mm-hmm. This is taking the Clean Water Act of 1972 and applying it to every stream that could possibly have moving water. That probably includes your lawn, Paul, if it rained.
Well,
so,
sure.
You know, the order by Barack Obama, I believe it was in 2015, basically took over your house and said if it has water running off there, on a regular basis, I mean, you might have things like, you know, collecting water from your roof and having it go down drains or something like that. That's the federal government's priority. They can control that because God knows a fish could swim up that damn thing.
Well, it raises a couple of questions about the Orange County jurisdiction, because the Cleveland National Forest is in the Orange County area, which is covered by the Orange County Sheriff. And as a constitutional sheriff, he could order them off the property.
Well, I don't. It's on federal land, but I don't think that's going to happen. I guess these dams are originally built by Orange County, and it's the statement for the federal government that in the 90s they took over control of all of the issues associated with the Cleveland Forest. And you know, this is the kind of thing, for all the time and energy they spend and things they could do to make the forest better, how possibly could be blowing up dams, which I don't know anyone who actually lives here has a problem with those dams. Now,
yeah, hang on. Hold your thought. We got the music coming up. When we come back, more Chris Street. And blowing up dams, as Jerry Brown wants to do. I failed to mention that Jerry Brown's deep into blowing up dams. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Chris Street, and we're talking about an Obama legacy in Orange County right now, blowing up 81 dams in Orange County, California, in the Cleveland National Forest as part of a Marine Corps training mission that was set up by President Barack Hussein Obama as part of the Clean Water Act, which gives the authority to the EPA to, quote, go into the wilding business to get rid of any kind of dams or impediments that might prevent water from flowing freely as part of their wilding initiative. And this is something called the U.S. The Waters of the U.S., which is part of the Clean Water Act that was extended back actually in 1992 from the Clean Water Act. Now, Chris, this is kind of an interesting thing because the ecological devastation that's going to occur by these dams being blown up, but also the pollution, because in some of these dams there's going to be quite a bit of sediment that's built up and is going to create quite a bit of pollution in the environment.
And that's one of the issues that I just was dumbfounded that this could actually be happening. But what do I know? I'm just your lowly reporter reporting in the insanity of Barack insane Obama.
Well, what I guess the big question is how many people knew about this and how did this all get restarted? And start well, now, because I think a lot of people wonder, well, how Obama's out of office, yet it's still happening. How does this all take place?
I'm sure this was an executive order by Barack Obama, and it has very little impact on private property, such as farms and even developments and things like that, because the moment they went to court, the courts laughed at him and threw it out. But the federal government has had free rein when it's come to dealing with this issue on federal land. And that's what we're talking about here. It's definitely federal land. But, in a year when you actually have had floods, and people, I think some people actually died, you're talking about an El Nino forming. This was a transition period from La Nina, but you just got the right kind of high pressure zone. Next year, you get a real El Nino, which are normally wet and big water, and you're going to deal with, these earthen dams. I mean, can you imagine that Oroville Dam, the tallest dam in the United States, is an earthen dam?
Yeah, well, this sort of begs a lot of different questions if you go begging in a lot of different directions about this whole notion of wilding. And I've been following the wilding thing for quite a while, literally for quite a while. And I always use, when I talk about this with the radio people and we get into wilding, I talk about them. This is actually an active program in California where the Department of Fish and Wildlife folks actually get up every morning and drive off to Sacramento and do work in offices planning this wilding business. And this is just part of it. It's an extension of it. How does that articulate with state law, though, and Jerry Brown, as an example, he just signed up for a whole bunch of money to be allocated from Prop 1 that's designed to, I guess it's about $250 million, designed to, quote, breach the four dams on the Klamath. How does this all connect?
Well, I think it's the bait and switch, Paul. You pass Prop 1, supposed to bring you, above ground storage. Jerry Brown's idea of above ground storage is blowing up four dams on the Klamath. The first dams in California, first large dams in California were on the Klamath because that's where people died. They spent this money in California early on where the pain was. That's where the worst flooding was. It would come down those canyons and just blast out to the ocean and take anybody that was in its path.
Mm-hmm. Well, coming down to Jerry Brown, and I'm going to try and focus on Jerry Brown here because I think it's pretty important that we have the situation that's going on in Oroville, and he's talked about and actually has allocated money for the tearing down of these dams. Actually, it's not tearing down, and this is the thing that, according to Debbie Bacigalupi and others that I've talked to, this allocation of money, which comes by way of in Prop 1— We paid, I don't know, $8 billion to Jerry Brown because of this proposition to improve water, the site's reservoir, and all this good stuff. And also, in the language, it says to remove fish impediments. And as Debbie says, fish impediments are also known as dams. And so they're going to use that money they've already allocated to blowing up. And again, we get to that term, blowing up by and causing a breach in the dams, and not even taking any in consideration into the environmental damages of those dams being breached, not torn down properly, and all the waste and stuff that's built up behind it. It's the same thing. They're just going to blow them up to blow them up. I can't understand the ecological value here.
Well, Paul, wilding, you don't understand wilding, the benefits of, you know, bringing the land back to when there weren't humans.
No, I understand
except
those.
Except humans here.
Yeah, except there's millions of humans here.
Right.
And millions being endangered on a cataclysmic scale right now in the Oroville, California area because of lack of maintenance on dams.
And that's not over yet.
No, we're not even remotely close to that being over. But, you know, it's like, as you say, we're kind of like in the end of pregame here and getting into the real game, and we still have a long ways to go to get to June. And the water's filling up rapidly, even in the, as we speak in the dam. But this idea of just blowing up these dams and just leaving them in the remnants behind is, to me, just appalling. That's not rewilding. If you want to rewild it, you need to take it all down to what it was originally and put it back the way it was originally, not by breaching. And so what I'm getting to, there's got to be something more sinister behind this than to just go in and do it properly. They're just going to do it improperly all the way across the board. Calling the Marines to go out and attack dams? I mean, come on.
Well, you know, Barack Obama had this, I'm sure that anybody brought him money. You know, he bowed his head and said, sure, I'm all for that. I mean, he seemed to be pretty good at collecting money. It'd be interesting to see how much money he collects after going out of office compared to Bill Clinton. Clinton only collected $2 billion. I mean, Barack Obama is much more, you know, of the silver tongue than Bill Clinton, so I'm sure he's got all his money lined up. But when you look at this program, Paul, I think the reason they got the Marines involved is they thought they could do it quickly and nobody would notice. The only reason this thing blew up is that I'm the one who outed the fact that it was Marines blowing up these dams. I mean, there was some talk about this, and, you know, in publications you've never heard about. But, you know, all the environmentalists, you know, and their friends in the mainstream media thought this was wonderful until they found out it was their trail in their area.
Yeah.
And then they're absolutely panicked and upset and can't understand why something so stupid as destroying the marine life there would be on their watch. One of the fellows I talked to, I said, well, you wanted this. And he goes, well, I didn't know it was going to be here. And I said, where'd you think it was going to be? He said, well, it's going to be, you know, in the Sierras. And I said, the Cleveland Forest is a national forest. You don't think that's mountains?
And
he just looked at me kind of angry and walked away. And you knew he went home and probably beat his dog. You know, I'm so dumb. I actually destroyed my own habitat.
Yeah. Well, that's what these people don't quite understand, is that it doesn't affect them until it affects them. You know, and then they don't realize the they're thinking that it's going to affect some far off place, and all of a sudden it's right there in their neighborhood. Because the notion of all these rewilding things is to get people off the land, to get people into stack and pack housing facilities so that people won't be destroying the land, and the land will be available for wildlife rehabilitation. That's why it's called the rewilding program. Anyway, we got the music coming up. When we come back, more Chris Street and more rewilding going on in all of California. Blowing up dams, just exactly what we don't want to have happen to the atmosphere, to the environment, to the land, to the water, to all of it. We don't need that kind of explosive information. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're going to catch up to the rest of the interview with Chris Street that we just did. And in the probably, I don't know, maybe the second or third hour of the show. But I find it very interesting. We put this out there because we wanted to get it up there right away. You've got some other articles and so on that are kind of somewhat trying to justify the removal of these dams and the destruction of these dams. And one of the things we want to make very, very clear here on Agenda 21 Radio that we stand completely opposed to any action by the United States Marine Corps, and also for the Forest Service, who's been ushering in this new era of eco-terrorism, really, which is what it is. This is the whole notion of rewilding that we've talked about many, many times on this radio show. It's a product of a number of different things. And, you know, first of all, it's the Clean Water Act that goes back, that gives the EPA. That was done in 1972. It's kind of interesting when you start going back and you look at the things that are coming to fruition right now that generated from the 1970s. And, of course, I'm a product of that in college in 1970 and started teaching and all that good stuff, actually 69 college. And, you know, grew up with all the environmentalist wackos, if you will, at the time. Of course, I was an environmentalist wacko, but we were a different breed of cat. And, by the way, I'm a product of that community there, Chabrico Canyon area. I grew up in that area, and know those foothills backwards and forwards all the way up to, you know, Saddleback Peak and down and the whole Holy Jim Trail, all that. I grew up in that. I did fishing. I did everything up there as a kid growing up. Liked to hunt rabbits and even coyotes. Yeah, I guess that was illegal. But, you know, as a kid growing up, it was that kind of a free range back then, back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. And we, you know, enjoyed it, obviously. We lived out in the foothills. The biggest problem that we had to worry about were coyotes, yes, eating our pets. But the other one, every once in a while, a mountain lion would come into town. Yeah, looking for all kinds of tasty little morsels. And that was not unusual. Of course, now it's all overrun by homes, then all those foothills out there. So this environment that they have there up in that area, which is, I think, really sacred ground as far as I'm concerned, is being destroyed, literally. The habitat, everything that has established itself over the last 60 to 100 years, because a lot of this stuff in terms of these dams and weirs were developed, of course. Why? For flood control in a lot of places. I mean, you know, Orange County is no different in a lot of places than in the rest of California. It's an arid environment, and every drop of water counts, but apparently not to these environmentalists. That's just the way it works. And right, and then this is whole rewilding thing and blowing up dams is just part of the sick mantra that has come out of this 1970s environmentalist legacy. Now, remember, it was kicked off literally by Earth Day, April 22nd, 1970, which happened to have been a great day for environmentalists, right? Sure, but it was also the 100th anniversary of Vladimir Lenin's birth. Yeah, it was his birthday, 100 years. Go figure, right? I mean, no, think about that. Isn't that kind of a problem? Don't you think it's? I think it's a major league problem. But, you know, you can't say that to the environmentalists. The environmentalists, of course, are all in on all this stuff that's happening out there. And, of course, this is stuff that we want to try and control as much as possible. So our situation here on this radio show is that we want to definitely make sure that this does not happen again. But, you know, it's hard to go through the policy problems that we have right now in the last several days of the Obama administration sort of wane back. Now, a lot of people don't understand what I'm just saying there. In order to get the Obama administration and the information that's come out from the Obama administration that we're now hearing about, in order to get that to stop, if you will, what we have to do is, get to people like the Marine Commandant. We have to get to the Department of Defense. And I find it ironic that it's the Department of Defense that's doing this. Obviously, there's some major strings that have been pulled, to say the least. Some major strings that have been pulled along the road. Training exercises for Marines for demolition. Right. Okay. What are we saying? This is a legacy issue for Obama, obviously. And what are, I guess the bigger question is, as you recall what Chris was saying, that there's a 90-day period by which there's a review, if you will. There's a review of all the things that go along with the Obama policies as a new president comes in. And what they're trying to do is say, okay, we can get rid of this one, we can get rid of that one. There is a period by which things can be reviewed. Now, it's under this review period of 90 days. And we're still well within the review period. And that's part of the problem that we have going forward, is that this review period is, of course, running its track, if you will. And as it's running the number of days forward, they're going to continue to do this exercise to blow things up and get it done in time. Get my drift? Get it done in time. And, you know, within that 90. So, in other words, we're going to be blowing up dams all over the nation, perhaps. That's what we're finding out. And, of course, Chris, what he did since he wrote the first part of the article yesterday, and we brought that out. He's been now since researching the article and finding out more and more and more information. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about this information because there's articles now. Chris has spawned the articles, if you will, that have come out from the Orange County Register and other places. Because guess what? They want to justify the environmentalists. Now, remember, the Orange County Register, you think, oh, the Orange County Register, conservative paper. No, it's not. It has not been conservative for a long time, at least since the early 1990s and late 80s. It swung big time liberal. And the only thing that was left for a long time was the editorial board that was conservative through the 90s. And after that, it's been a liberal rag ever since. So, I mean, that's just the way it is. Now, you get some conservative writers in there, you know, even Joel Kotkin and a few people like that. But that's about it. You don't get the regular conservatism that you might think. In fact, it was, of course, Hillary Clinton who won Orange County. They say, of course, we got the election fraud thing to consider. Just some minor little things there. The election fraud that may have been going on. Hello. Looks like it was going on, the election fraud. I mean, there's a pretty good view of people thinking that it was the election fraud that was actually happening there with Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, what we have, though, is we have articles that have popped up. Of course, guess where? The Orange County Register. And they're trying to rationalize, if you will, the whole notion of why we blew up dams in California, why we're doing this whole thing. And we're going to bring you that article here in a little bit and just sort of give you the mindset, if you will, of all these people and how they act, how they behave, what is going on with them in terms of, you know, gee whiz, are these the ones who who really... are the ones that are out there that are really trying to destroy for a good reason? What is the good reason? There is no good reason. Their whole thing, the holy grail for these people, is that it's environmentalism that is the good reason for them. Really. Environmentalism is the good reason for you to tear down these dams. That's what their thinking is. And, of course, that's something that we have to reconcile now, isn't it? Yeah, it really truly is. Anyway, we're coming up to a break pretty soon here on Agenda 21 Radio. When we come back, we're going to have more of the dilemma, if you will, of the whole situation that's broken out now with this dam situation, I guess you would say, in Orange County. But, you know, it's symptomatic, and this is my point. In the 1970s, this is what spawned Jerry Brown. And by 1976, a radical environmentalist had been elected governor of California, and his mission, big one, take down those dams. And he surely put the stops to a couple of them, especially the Auburn Ravine. And boy, wouldn't it be nice if the Oroville Dam came down under his term. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're watching a number of different things. And, of course, it's all about dams today, I guess. Big storms coming in to Northern California. One's really kind of a gigantic storm that's off the Pacific. Could this be the big one? I don't know. Now, one of the things I want to correct is we were under the impression, we got some conflicting information yesterday during the show, that the alerts in Northern California on the Oroville Dam were in fact not lifted, and then they were told that they were lifted, and then we're told that they're lifted, not lifted again. I mean, went back and forth, and my understanding is right now that they, all the alerts, all of them, even the standby alerts, that there's whatever it was called up there in Butte County, has been lifted. Apparently that everybody feels safe enough about the dam. Now, it's kind of interesting. Not a lot of people do feel safe about the dam yet, because what we're seeing and what we've been reporting is that from that report that we got, that it was sort of, you know, we were the first ones out with it, that report indicated, no, that wasn't the case about the dam. This is a report that came out by an independent inspection group of the dam just here recently. We published the report. You can see the full report. You can read the report. I find it very, very interesting. It's an Oroville Dam study. California faces, quote, are you ready for this? This is from the report. We did some further digging into the report. We brought you the preliminary stuff yesterday. Now we got more details on it. Oroville Dam study. California faces significant risk if tallest U.S. dam's spillway isn't fixed before downpours. Now, this is sort of going on with what we said weeks ago now with Scott Cahill. Actually, it's about 3 weeks ago. In fact, this is the report. They didn't need the report. They could have talked to Scott Cahill, or they could have listened to Agenda 21 Radio. And we pointed out yesterday, clearly, some of the major two faults that were on the inspection reports that we put out. You haven't seen the inspection reports printed wildly everywhere. No, you don't do that. No. Jerry Brown and the media machine in California that's just so loyal to him is saying, no. Well, they're leftist organizations, of course. That isn't the case at all. No, what we have is a failure to communicate, a deliberate failure to communicate to you and you and you and all the other exceptional Americans out there. Yeah, that's called corruption in my book. Anyway, this report's a little bit more thorough. We picked this up off of a Japanese... here we go offshore. We picked it up off of a Japanese newspaper to begin with, and it was actually published in part by the Associated Press. And it goes on here. It says, California is courting a very significant risk if a damaged spillway of the nation's tallest dam is not operational by the next rainy season. And the state's plan for the work leaves no time for any delays. A team of safety experts has warned in a report obtained Wednesday by the Associated Press. Of course, we put that out. Crews working to repair a crippled spillway at the Lake Orville Dam will be racing the clock to have the spillway in good enough shape by next fall, according to the report prepared by an independent team of consultants and submitted to federal officials last week. Now, remember, the federal officials have stepped in part because of the power generating plant and the Army Corps of Engineers. The people charged with maintaining it is not the Army Corps of Engineers. It is the state of California. They have been the ones that have been negligent. And for years, they have been operating this dam under a year-to-year contract because of safety issues that have been pointed out, and we so roundly pointed them out over the last several weeks to our audience here on Agenda 21 Radio. And the question is, where in the world has Jerry Brown been, right? Where has Jerry been? Hiding, of course. Now, he's a little bit more vocal because he sees some money out there for... You see, you got to remember, he needs this federal money now to balance his books, period. That's how deeply in debt California is. Thank you very much, Jerry Brown, for running up the debt in the last 7 years, even more so. See, to him, it's just give me the money, give me the money, give me the money. It's always been that way with Jerry Brown. And if he's going to extort money, which is very simple... Socialist communists do this all the time. This is their game. This is the hustle they go through. Jerry Brown is no different from any other communist socialist in the book out there. So now we have this hustle that's been going on, and safety has just gone out the window. Now we got this report. It's an extensive report, and we're not going to be able to cover the whole thing here on Agenda 21 Radio in this hour, but there's going to be more coming out from this report. In other words, the dam, the way it sits right now, the way it has been, is, and again, over the last couple of weeks, they did some repairs on it. It's still a crippled, that's a great word, crippled spillway. Now, one of the other things that's brought out in this report, and we brought it out yesterday, if you can't use the crippled spillway, they're saying absolutely do not use the emergency spillway. Do not use it under any circumstances of what they're saying. They're saying that could be catastrophic if, in fact, they allow the water to get to such a high level again. Of course, then you say, well, Paul, how can they stop the water? Well, that's part of the problem now, isn't it? They've got to be able to stop that water from coming in. No, they've got to be able to downflow that water out appropriately is what they have got to be doing. And that is, of course, the big thing with them. Can they do that? I don't think they can, quite frankly. That's why things are at risk, and that's why things are a big concern for all of us here at Agenda 21 Radio, for everybody's safety. We come back in the next hour. We're probably going to be reading from this article about, and going back to Chris Street's interview. I think it's very, very telling with Chris Street, and I think it's very, very telling about what has been going on with all this, the whole damn issue. And again, what we're trying to do is tie the knot for you guys to understand that what we have here is Jerry Brown in the situation where Jerry Brown has been grossly negligent as the governor of California in regards to, guess what, your safety. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to get back into it here, back into the swing, so to speak. So we'll be back.
Now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is your day, this is your celebration, and this, the United States of America, is your country.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. You can also go to the website at a21r.com. Both of those numbers will get you there. Anyway, and also support our sponsor, Numana Foods, numana.com/21prep is the way in which you get to all your prepper needs out there, all of you people that are in need of prepper needs. Everybody is, by the way. You just don't know in this day and age what's going to happen to natural and anthropogenic disasters or inconveniences. Can you keep your family alive for 3 days or more? That's the big question. That's why you need to go to numanafoods.com/21prep. Okay, a lot of things going on this weekend. We'll be going up to the dam again and checking out the scene up there. We are expecting heavy, heavy rains. At least that's what we've been told before airtime. And you never know. I mean, it's been kind of interesting how inconsistent the day-to-day weather has actually been around here. But you just never know. You just never know. But go to our website. We got a ton of interesting articles up there about what's going on with the dam and about what's going on nationally. Of course, we got the big vote coming up. Donald Trump pulled out the Trump card, if you will, which I think is absolutely brilliant on his part. Pulled out the Trump card and said, look, guys, you got to vote on this today. And you see, it's now known as, by the way, which I think is very interesting, this whole Obamacare and Trump care, it's now known as Ryan care. I wonder who's going to get the blame for it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms.